It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
And welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast as we cover the very latest in property news every morning on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, as well as Amazon. And another Monday is back with us, February the 5th for 2024, as we look ahead to a brand new real estate week right across Australia, with tomorrow, of course, being the first announcement from the RBA for the year. And of course, Anthony Landau, your go-to person for breaking that news, is going to be back tomorrow afternoon. And if you are not already following the Real Estate Breakfast, you can do that from wherever you listen from, and it will send you a notification for every new podcast that comes out. Now, just in terms of the RBA, the economists are predicting that the RBA will start to cut the interest rates in September. A lot of guesswork, of course, goes into this one, as we know. The RBA, of course, may be facing complications from where? The population growth, with over 500,000 migrants arriving in the past year, potentially adding to the inflationary pressure. So all eyes are on the migration at the moment. The RBA is going to meet 8 times this year and is reducing that from 11. So that has got to be good for the stress levels. All right, so let's change tack right now and head across to Canberra, where we have patiently waiting for us Steve Lowe, the principal from Agent Team. And good morning, Steve. Welcome to the Real Estate Breakfast this morning.
Thanks for having me on.
How long have you been going? How long has your business been going there?
Coming up to 9 years in March. I was a builder in a previous life, so real estate's a nice little change.
A builder, fully qualified builder. What made you make the move?
Good thing about real estate is when you sell the house, you always get paid.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Now, Canberra's property market, it is not recovering, which is, of course, the opposite to the national trend. If you have a look at the numbers, according to the latest numbers from Domain House Price Report, and this goes back to December, the house price fell to just over $1 million, marking the steepest annual decline among all capital cities. However, that said, that was back in December. You are telling me that you're off to a pretty positive start there in Canberra.
Yeah, 2024, it's only early days, but so far everything we've put in the market we've sold within about 4 or 5 days of actually being on the market. We haven't had an auction yet because everything we've had in the market has sold pre-auction within a week.
There is confidence from the buyers. Days on market, very short. What is driving that confidence, do you think?
Well, I guess at the moment, interest rates are just being left as they are. So in 2023, it seemed like every single month there was a rate rise, and that destroys confidence on both sides, for buyers and for sellers. Sellers didn't want to sell, buyers didn't want to buy, and so days on market just blew out. Clearance rates dropped dramatically, and so the only way you get a sale to happen would be to adjust the price until you found the right buyer. Whereas this year, at the moment, you know, it'll be interesting to see what the RBA do with inflation levels pretty low. I mean, the latest numbers that are coming out, and then hopefully they stay on hold, and that will just continue to drive a little bit of confidence. We're also seeing a lot of migration to Canberra, so seeing the buyers that are coming through open homes. There's a lot of fresh faces that are coming into Canberra at the moment.
All right, so that is Steve there reporting from on the ground in Canberra. We'll come back and we'll talk more about the Canberra market with him right after this.
Every week, real estate transactions take place as the market shifts month by month. And every day, we keep you better informed and updated on the Real Estate Podcast.
And here's a question. Are you expecting for 2024 your home insurance and your house content insurance to go up once again? Is this a rout, a rip-off? because we know that there are fire epidemics as a result of global warming and increased flooding, but people generally are reasonable when it comes to expecting some rise in premium payments. But what is happening with floods and fires? Is that merely an excuse to clout homeowners with jacked-up price hikes? For example, the ABC yesterday told a story about an Indigenous pensioner in Derby, Western Australia, who proudly owned a modest family home. Then, before his death in 2021, the 88-year-old was seeking help due to unaffordable premiums, reaching now over $9,500. Now, that amount is more than double the regional average. So is it little wonder then that so many people don't carry house insurance because they just can't afford some of these hot, extreme price hikes?
Decode the property market with insider knowledge and insights to better navigate your real estate journey on The Real Estate Podcast.
It is a Real Estate Monday. Yes, the dreaded start for the week. I hope it's a good one for you. We are talking about the Canberra market this morning with Steve on the ground. And you were just saying, Steve, before the break, that you're seeing a lot of fresh faces coming along to the these open homes. Of course, as I mentioned, one of the big problems for the RBA is going to be migration. Clearly, people are still coming.
Yeah, and Canberra is considered a regional area, so we have a huge amount of immigration coming into Canberra. And with universities here and lots of jobs, you do see a lot of migration. And as a small population as a whole of about 400,000 people, 1,000 people moving to Canberra makes a big difference.
Yeah, and if you have a look at this report from Domain, in just a couple of years, Canberra's house prices did soar to a median of just over that $1.175 million, surpassing Melbourne to become the second most expensive city after Sydney. Currently, however, Canberra has fallen behind Melbourne at just over $1,047,000. And then you've got the Gold Coast not that far behind. So a little bit of slippage, but I guess, you know, we're going to be in more of a positive market. How do you see that playing out for the first two quarters of the year?
Well, you see, that's a classic bubble, wasn't it? So Canberra prices went through the roof. They outpaced a lot of other areas. And in fact, Canberra doesn't naturally sit at second place behind Sydney. Where it sits naturally is around third, fourth place as far as in values go. So seeing it come back to that level is really, really good, because now we are probably going to return to like a pre-COVID predictable property market across Canberra. We like that because things sell when it's going crazy. Things definitely sell, but when it starts to decline, then it makes it a really, really tough market as an agent to bring deals to the table.
Yeah, one of the questions that has been raised is the population of Canberra being less than a million. Questions are arising about the sustainability of Canberra's earlier rapid growth during the pandemic. So what do you say to those detractors that are talking about that particular issue?
Canberra's over its long period, over a long-term growth, it's not been a high performer. It's been a consistent performer. 5-7% capital growth every year. Year on year, it doesn't normally experience much of a decline or much of a rise. However, with the COVID prices, it definitely get into that bubble territory, which is now popped. And so it should now continue back to that long-term predictable growth. And that, we're just talking about houses here. Apartments are a different kettle of fish here in Canberra. But with freestanding houses, we should just see nice, consistent, long-term growth, which is very predictable for people looking to buy investment properties.
Yeah, well, that was my next question, and particularly for first home buyers wanting to get into the apartment market. What is happening for the start of 2024 around apartments and first home buyers?
So with apartments, they are obviously a lot more affordable to buy as your first property. So we are seeing a lot of first home buyers entering the apartment market because they are typically priced out of a freestanding house market. Apartments obviously are generally located in more convenient locations, closer to CBDs and that kind of stuff. So we are definitely seeing apartments start to tick over again because of their affordability. And first home buyers, they become second home buyers pretty soon after that. And so then they are entering that three bed, one bath freestanding house market soon after.
So for the first home buyers that are listening, why don't you throw up like a suburb in terms of a first home buyer getting into for a house and perhaps where they should be looking at for buying an apartment somewhere in Canberra. Steve, have you got a couple that you can throw our way for our first home buyers?
We find really good value for money in the suburb of what we call New McGregor. So it's in West Belconnen, where you can buy a three-bedroom, one-bathroom, one-car property on a 300-square-metre block for about $650,000 to $670,000. That's basically entry-level in a good suburb, about half an hour, 25 minutes from the CBD. As far as apartments go, it's always a good idea to stay closer to the town centres, such as Belconnen, the Canberra CBD, and things like that, because there's always potential for capital growth there, or even Bruce. So Bruce is a suburb located next to the Canberra University, and there's always demand for apartments in that area.
And what about in terms of money at the moment and the way that people are financing themselves up? Is there any difference to the start of the year to what you observed for 2023?
We're finding now that the buyers in the marketplace have their pre-approvals in place, whereas in 2023, people were just entering the market to have a look around before getting finance ready, whereas this year it seems like everybody's ready to spend that money, so that's good for us.
Yeah, indeed. All right, Steve, well, thanks for coming on this morning, telling us a little bit about that positivity. I think that's the takeaway this morning, is that it's not all doom and gloom when it comes to property prices may have gone backwards for Canberra. There are certainly buyers prepared to get into the market. Good luck for the start of 2024. And thanks for coming on to the Real Estate Breakfast this morning.
No problem at all. Thanks for having me.
Don't navigate the real estate market alone. Let us help guide you in the world of real estate every day. Make better informed decisions with the latest news and insights.
We've also seen consumer sentiment deeply, deeply pessimistic. But lo and behold, we've got record pricing across many of our capitals, and we've seen a recovery in price growth pretty much across all of them. They've all bottomed out and they're starting to grow.
The corner blocks, obviously a little bit more rare, right, on any given street, and therefore if people are looking to subdivide, most people typically considering a standard split right down the middle.
What we're talking about here is that in Sydney and Melbourne, they are the capital cities that has been hit the most when it comes to higher cash rate.
Unfortunately, the first home buyer has a lot of competition at the moment, a lot of investor activity coming into our market now with a 9 to 10% return on investment. So unfortunately, that first home buyer is seeing a lot of competition.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia, the Real Estate Podcast.